We welcome you to this week's service from Mooresville United Methodist Church. In this week's sermon, Pastor Glass reflects on the story about the loaves and the fish, from which this week's sermon is entitled, and how Jesus fed many people from 5 loaves and 2 fish. She encourages us to bring our skills and time to the Lord so He can multiply us, just like He did with the loaves and the fish in the story. We will now join Pastor Glass with this week's service.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship at Mooresville United Methodist Church. My name's Beth Glass. I'm the pastor here, and I am truly honored that you are here to worship with us today, whether you are joining us in person or online. I pray everybody will find this to be a warm and welcoming experience. And if you are new to our church family, I would like to extend a special word of welcome to you. If you are new to our church family and you're joining us in person, I would draw your attention to the visitor cards that you can find in the pew racks. If you'd like to fill out one of the cards and provide whatever information you're comfortable sharing, we'd be grateful for that because it gives us a chance to get to know you a little bit better. If you do fill out one of the cards, I invite you to hold on to it until later in the worship service when the ushers will be coming with the offering plates, and you can place it in the offering plate at that time, and we thank you for that. If you're new to our church family and you're joining us online, again, we welcome you, and we invite you to take a minute to introduce yourself to us by sending an email to the church office. Our office email address is mooresvilleumc@verizon.net. There are a lot of things going on in the life of our church, and I do encourage you to follow us on Facebook or to visit our church website for updated information or activities.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 32, verses 22 through 31. The same night he got up and took his 2 wives, his 2 maids, and his 11 children and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, yet my life is preserved." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Carmen.
And now, today's message.
Our gospel lesson for today comes from Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 through 21. Now, when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated, please. So I do want to welcome all of you again and let you know how glad I am that you are here joining us in worship today, whether in person or online. I'm grateful for your presence, and I pray each of us will find something in our time together that draws us closer to God and closer to one another. Do any of you remember a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yeah. One of my favorite comic characters of all times is Snoopy, right? So, but in a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, Peppermint Patty invites herself and several others from the Peanuts gang to Charlie Brown's house to share in Thanksgiving dinner. Charlie Brown is completely unprepared and wonders how he can possibly feed this group of friends. In the end, the meal consists of toast, popcorn, pretzel sticks, and isn't this odd for Thanksgiving? Who remembers? Jelly beans, exactly, jelly beans. It was a creative solution, but Peppermint Patty is not very impressed with the meal. It ends with a happy ending because everybody gets invited to go with Charlie Brown and his family to visit his grandmother, and they all have a proper Thanksgiving meal to celebrate. But I want to go back to the middle of the story and think about how Charlie Brown is feeling overwhelmed by this group of people who is expecting to be fed. And I suggest that maybe that's how the disciples were feeling in the gospel lesson for today. And that's what we're going to look at. But before we go any further, will you pray with me, please? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. So at the beginning of the gospel lesson for today, Jesus has just learned about the death of his cousin, John the Baptist. John the Baptist is the one who prepared the way for Jesus' ministry, and he was violently executed by Herod. In his grief, Jesus withdraws to a deserted place to be alone. And I can understand that, can't you? Sometimes in the midst of our grief, we just need space and time to ourselves. But the crowds continue to follow Jesus, and when he sees them, he has compassion on them. And so, giving up his solitude, he begins to minister to the crowds, curing the sick. But then, as evening approaches, the disciples identify a problem. They are in a deserted place, and people are getting hungry because the hour is late. So the disciples offer what seems to them to be a very sensible solution. Go send the crowds off to the villages so that they can buy food for themselves. And Jesus responds to them and says, they need not go away. You give them something to eat. I imagine the disciples are standing there looking at each other and then looking at Jesus, and they say, all we have here are 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. 5 loaves. 2 fish. You cannot feed a crowd of that size with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. You know that. I know that. The disciples knew that. They simply did not have enough for the need that was in front of them. But Jesus didn't ask them to try to find more food. He simply looked at what they already had on hand and said, bring it to me. Then Jesus took the bread and the fish and broke the loaves and blessed them and then gave them back to the disciples. And the disciples carried them out to the crowd and distributed to the people gathered there. And everyone was ate and full, and they had 12 baskets of leftovers. Note what happened here. The disciples did not think that they had enough, but they took what they had and placed it in Jesus' hands. And Jesus blessed it and then gave it back to them. And they were able to feed the people, and it was enough. And I think that's good news because I think there are times in our lives when each of us feels like we do not have enough to meet the needs that are in front of us. That is the case oftentimes for parents as they are helping their children navigate the challenges and pressures of life, and sometimes wonder, in this age of prevalent social media and cyberbullying, how on earth can I manage all of this? I don't know if I have enough. That's sometimes the case for couples who are struggling in their relationship and have grown weary of trying to work things out, and they wonder if they have enough to get through it. It's the case for families who are wondering which bills they are going to pay this month and which ones they are going to have to let slide. And they wonder if they have enough to keep their heads above water. And church can feel that way sometimes too, right? We can look at declining membership or limited finances and the growing needs in the community around us. And we look around and we wonder if we have enough people, enough energy, enough resources to make a difference. We look at the needs before us. We look at what we have in our hands and we say, this can't possibly be enough. But the gospel story does not end with an impossible task and no hope. When the disciples said, we have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish, Jesus simply said, bring them to me. He didn't say, wait until you have all the resources on hand that you need. He said, take what you have and bring it to me. And I think that's the message for us too. We can take what we have and we can bring it to Jesus. And Jesus will bless it and then send us back out to begin doing the work that is before us, just like he sent the disciples into the crowd to feed. And isn't that how ministry usually begins? Not with somebody who has unlimited time and unlimited finances or unlimited abilities and talents, but with somebody who says, I cannot do everything, but I can do something. And then a person brings a bag of groceries in for the food pantry. Or somebody else donates an hour of their time to help with children's ministry or youth ministry. Or somebody offers a ride to a neighbor who can no longer drive. Someone makes a telephone call to a person who's been missing from worship for a few weeks. Someone visits another individual who is lonely. None of those acts may seem large enough to meet all of the needs around us. But when they are placed in the hands of Jesus and shared with others, God can do more through them than any one of us could do alone. Now note, placing what we have in Jesus' hands doesn't mean sitting back and expecting Jesus to do all the work, right? We place it in Jesus' hands so Jesus can bless it, but then Jesus gives it back to us and sends us out to begin the work. We may not have enough to do everything that we would like to do. We may not have enough to solve every problem in the world, but we have enough to begin whatever it is God is calling us to do. When the disciples saw that they only had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and an impossible situation, Jesus simply said, bring them to me. And Jesus says the same to us. Bring me the time that you have, the abilities you have, your compassion, your generosity, your creativity. You may not be able to do everything, but you can offer something. So place it in the hands of Jesus. Let him bless it and give it back to you. And then the work can begin. Will you pray with me, please? Gracious and loving God, we thank you that you have given us enough to place in Jesus' hands. Give us the faith to do that, please, Lord, that Jesus might bless it and that we might be able to carry out the work. And we pray this in his name, and all God's people said, amen. I invite you to join me in affirming our faith as we recite the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through whom all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We know that all that we have has come to us as a gift from God. And it is in thanksgiving for the many gifts that we have received that we take this time to show our gratitude by offering up God's tithes and our offerings. If you do choose to support the church financially, we thank you for your generosity. If you're worshiping in person and you brought an offering with you, you may place it in the plate on the altar or in the jar in the narthex. And whether you're in person or online, there's also an opportunity for electronic giving if you choose to do that. And again, we thank you for your generous support. There is a Jewish rabbi who once offered this word of wisdom. It is not your duty to finish the work, but neither are you at liberty to neglect it. So go forth to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with God. Place what you have in the hands of Jesus, receive it back with faith, and begin the work. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's service. Mooresville United Methodist Church has services at 10 a.m. every Sunday. You can participate along with us either in person or online via our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/MooresvilleUMC. If you'd like to support Mooresville United Methodist Church financially, there are a variety of ways. You can give in person, online at www.easytithe/MooresvilleUMC, or by texting donate to 540-300-1616. Sermons can also be seen via the church website at www.mooresvilleumc.org. Audio versions of past sermons get uploaded to the church website regularly. If none of these options work for you, you can listen to the sermons on the radio on 97.9 FM in the church parking lot. In unprecedented times like these, we pray for your safety and we remind you that the road you travel always leads you home. Have a blessed day.